The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, December the 3rd. Good to have you with us today. We're going to talk about some of the good work of the Columbia Public School System, and also the stars are coming out on Saturday night, December the 7th. It's a wonderful, wonderful performance of the Boonslick Chordbusters, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. I was trying to get Chuck Bey to sing with me, but he won't sing with me. Let's start, first of all, with Jonathan Sessions. Good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
All right, and Columbia Public School board member.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You got that bow tie on, boy. You are one cool dude today.
Thank you. I'm trying. I know we're on the internet as well as on the radio.
Right, so people can see you.
Yeah.
But tell me, you're excited about something that's happening.
We have a really great new program we're starting. It's actually a new school we're opening. And we're always talking about new schools. But typically when we talk about new schools in Columbia, they're elementary schools and they're full-size elementary schools. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is a nature school. It is a grade-level school. It will be fifth grade. It will be made up of four classrooms, and it will be located in Rockbridge State Park.
So you're going to have classes at Rockbridge State Park in a real school.
In a school
building. It's going to be
a building. The building is going to be built for us by the Department of Natural Resources. And we're very thankful that they have really stepped up to the plate on this. It is a historical merger. They are a team member with mm-hmm. us on this project. They're excited about this project.
Do you envision that the students spending more time outdoors at Rockbridge than they are in the school building?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing is when you have something that interests the students, just like at Lee and just like at Benton, and this is actually kind of an adventure off of Benton, but we have Lee as our liberal art classroom. Or a liberal arts school building. So it's performing arts. So the kids learn reading, writing, math, all of the things they regularly learn, but around a performance and theater and music and around that emphasis. This is going to be the same thing. They're learning all of the things that they'd learn. They take all the same assessments that they'd take if they were in a regular school or a typical school building. Mm-hmm. But they're going to learn it around a nature-based curriculum. And it's going, like I mentioned, it was a branch of one of our other magnet schools, Benton, which is our STEM school, mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So if you apply and get into Benton through our magnet application process, when you get to the fifth grade, if you want to be a part of the school, you have that opportunity. The rest of the school will be filled through a lottery process.
Oh, that really sounds interesting. And when will all of this take place?
Well, we're in the process right now of getting everything together. The DNR is working on the building construction.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be down, like if you come in that main kind of way down into that loop. By that big parking area, it's going to be, there's a building they're taking down and they're putting in right there.
Well, that's not too far from Devil's...
Not too far at all.
Devil's Icebox.
There's so many opportunities in that park that the kids are going to be able to experience. And we're hoping to have it open in August 2015. Will be its first full year.
So 2 years from now.
Essentially, yeah. Another school year from now. A year and a school year and a half from now.
Okay.
But what we do have is a public discussion. So we're talking about some of the ideas and opportunities that we could have and we could implement at the school. And we're doing this public discussion on December 12th.
Okay.
It will be at 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Next week.
So December 12th, and it will be at our administration building. We call it Aslan. It's the Neil mm-hmm. Aslan building. But it's 1818 West Worley.
Okay. So people can just show up. They don't need to make reservations.
No reservations. No call-in RSVP. Just show up 6 o'clock in the Aslan building on December 12th. and talk about your thoughts and any ideas, and it's just a big open public discussion.
Got it. Jonathan Sessions, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks
and
for the invitation.
And best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay, and I like that bow tie you got on there. Now Chuck Bay, the Boonslick Cordbusters. Good to have you here, Chuck.
Good to be here.
You're here to talk about the stars that are coming out on Saturday night, right?
That's correct, yes.
What is this?
It's our annual Christmas show with the Cordbusters, and we have it at First Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And we'll have the Missouri Symphony Children's Choir will be singing with us. And then also a group.
How many kids are in the Missouri Symphony?
I think there's about 40 or so.
That's a lot. That church is going to be packed, isn't
it? Yeah,
it's going to be packed.
Yeah.
And then the Cordbusters, how many have you got in the Cordbusters?
We got about 25.
And you're going to be doing all the
Christmas songs,
beautiful traditional Christmas music.
Yeah, and then a few not so traditional ones.
Like?
We have a sacred part and a secular part. So we have, like Winter Wonderland and Here Comes Santa Claus. And then we'll also have, more Your Silent Night and O Holy Night and things like that.
And you guys make such beautiful, beautiful sounds.
Well, we're getting better and better.
I think you've always been very, very good.
Well,
so the time is what, 7:30?
7:30.
And how much are the tickets?
They're free. We just ask for a donation.
Oh, that's nice. So you
come
you
and
just,
hear it, and
do you have to make reservations or just show up?
No, there? We've yet to turn anybody away, so I think there's enough room in the church.
I bet you.
We may have to go on the balcony.
I would say go early if the show starts at 7:30. I bet you people start getting there around 6 o'clock.
6:30, yeah, 6:30.
Okay, all right. I think you have a lot more people than you think you are. This coming Saturday, December 7th, 7:30 at First Baptist Church, and that's on. Broadway. And everybody is invited. It is free of charge, and you'll have a free will offering. So you're going to pass the basket around?
There'll just be baskets at the doors, so no pressure.
Okay. And I also wanted to say thank you for the beautiful poinsettias that we are surrounded in here in our studio. They came from Wilson's Garden Center.
Yes, well, you're welcome.
Hey, the poinsettias are just gorgeous. You want to see them, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can watch this segment and also see what we're talking about with the poinsettias. And I tried to get Jonathan and Chuck Bay to join me in a Christmas tune, but both of them have said no.
I think it'll be a little rough.
I think Chuck Bay knows what I sound like. But we need to get you guys back. Are you doing your Valentine's?
Yes, singing Valentine's.
Where you go and sing for people?
Absolutely.
Can people make reservations now, or is it too early?
They could. There's a reasonable chance they'd get lost between now and then.
But, so wait till you get
closer to Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Yeah. And don't forget, this coming Saturday,
December
7th, 7:30 at First Baptist Church. Tomorrow, Dave Mars will be on as we talk about how to try to save money on winter heating. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Hayward. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program or listen to it again, simply go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends, and you can sign up for a free vodcast or podcast. And drop me an email if there's something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow.